This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday the White House would talk to Democrats about a stimulus bill, saying if it's not a waste of time, we'll do it. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said they were open to restarting COVID-19 aid talks after weeks of failed negotiations prompted President Trump to take executive actions that Democrats argue would do little to ease Americans' financial distress. Discussions over a fifth bill to address the impact of the coronavirus pandemic fell apart Friday, a week after the expiration of a critical boost in unemployment assistance and eviction protections, exposing people to a wave of economic pain as infections continue to rise across the country. U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar told the Taiwan president, Tsai Ing-wen, on Monday that it was a true honor to be in Taipei to convey a strong message of support from U.S. President Donald Trump. Azar, in the meeting in the presidential office, said his trip there was to highlight Taiwan's successes on health, particularly its efforts to combat the novel coronavirus pandemic. The visit comes as relations between the United States and China have plunged to historic lows. China objects to official contact between the U.S. and Taiwan, which it claims as its own territory, while the Taiwanese president has strongly advocated Taiwan's recognition as a sovereign nation. The death toll resulting from COVID-19 is now approximately 730,000 globally. It is 163,000 in the United States. Brazil comes in second at more than 101,000 deaths. Infections continue to skyrocket, with the U.S. accounting for more than a quarter of the world's nearly 20 million cases. Together, Brazil and India also make up more than a quarter of the cases. This is VOA News. World leaders and international organizations say the $300 million pledged to rebuild Lebanon's shattered capital will come only with the reforms demanded by mourning protesters in Beirut. Over 30 participants to the international teleconference offered emergency humanitarian aid and pledged help for credible and independent investigation into the August 4th Beirut explosion, another key demand of the Lebanese crowds who took to the streets Sunday for a second day of protest. In Beirut, two Lebanese cabinet members have resigned amid signals that the embattled government may be unraveling in the aftermath of last week's devastating blast that rippled through the capital and raised public anger to new levels. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani announced the release of a last group of 400 Taliban prisoners, clearing the way for an early start to a U.S.-brokered peace dialogue with the Islamist insurgency. Ghani's decision came after a government-sponsored grand public assembly advised him to free the prisoners as part of the landmark deal between the Taliban and the U.S. aimed at ending two decades of deadly Afghan war. The February 29th pact called for the release of 5,000 insurgent prisoners in exchange for 1,000 Afghan security personnel that the Taliban was holding captive. The insurgents have already freed all the prisoners there were to release in a phased process. Ghani released all but 400 Taliban detainees and convened the three-day assembly Friday to seek its advice, saying he was legally not empowered to pardon the prisoners because they've been convicted of serious crimes. At the end of their deliberation Sunday, the Afghan Public Assembly of more than 3,000 delegates urged Ghani to release those prisoners. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says U.S. troops in Afghanistan will be reduced to a number less than 5,000 by the end of November. The reduction, his forced comment, was made by the defense chief in an interview broadcast Saturday on Fox News. Earlier last week, U.S. President Donald Trump said in an interview with Axios that he would like to see the approximately 8,600 U.S. troops in Afghanistan decrease by anywhere from 4,000 to 5,000. Puerto Rico has been forced to partially suspend voting for primaries marred by lack of ballots as officials called for the president of the U.S.'s territory's Elections Commission to resign. The commission said that the primaries for voting centers that had not received ballots by Sunday afternoon are expected to be rescheduled while voting would continue elsewhere. Meanwhile, the presidents of Puerto Rico's two main political parties held a joint news conference and said they agreed that the remaining primary should be held on August 8th, 16th. Other politicians argued that the entire primary be scrapped. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.